Dumpster Diving, Reflection 11. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, NIV. Do you ever wake up in the middle of the night and can't get back to sleep? It's so frustrating. But sometimes, in that half-awake, half-asleep state, weird pictures flash in our minds that yield surprising insights. As I lay sleepless one night, I saw my arm crammed up to my shoulder into one of those fast-food trash cans. You've seen them, big, square, plastic bins where customers toss their garbage on the way out of the restaurant. In my odd midnight vision, I was dragging that garbage can everywhere. For some reason, I didn't even try to break free. Then God asked, "Why don't you just pull your arm out?" What a novel idea! It's hard for many of us to let go of painful situations and bad habits. Why is that? Do we believe we aren't good enough to break free? Perhaps we feel we're somehow to blame for the difficulties that plague us. We may even hold on to the status quo because it's the only life we know. How many of us carry a load of garbage around for years rather than accepting God's healing? And how many of us are blind to the restorative power of forgiveness, both for ourselves and others? Could today be the day we pull our arms out of the trash bins? It's time to park that big black box of pain on the curb. If the choice is God's way or trash, let's choose God. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. Psalm 40, verse 2, NLT. Be still for a silent moment with God. Digging deeper. What keeps you tied to old garbage? How can you kick the dumpster habit? Where does God figure into your plan? Prayer for today. I'm stuck and I need help. I can't seem to let go of all the hurtful baggage in my life. I know you don't create junk, God, but why is it so hard for me to believe that? I want to pull away from negative influence and embrace your love. Amen. At the Core, Reflection 27. God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, NLT. How do you handle your emotions in an argument? Do you lash out? Do you withdraw to a safe place? Or do you simply endure the discomfort? Conflict is tough, and these days there's an abundance of it. Disagreements are especially difficult when they touch sensitive issues. Perhaps we've been trying hard to heal and overcome lifelong hurts. But when an argument starts, it's easy to be triggered into reactions that are less than helpful, both to us and others. The list of hot buttons can feel endless. Not only do personal issues cause conflict, but theological and political questions often ignite a fire. It is possible, though, to handle these conversations in a loving and Christ-like manner. Consider this novel idea. Jesus is not actually on either side. Instead, he is squarely in the center of each dispute. That doesn't mean he is in the wishy-washy, lukewarm middle. Rather, God can be found at the core of each conflict, reflecting whatever is good. Our job is to search for him and be with him, no matter how difficult. To keep our eyes on God, it's important to listen and watch. However hard it may be, stand back and observe the issue as objectively as you can. Set aside your own thoughts, feelings, and biases. You'll see Jesus standing there, arms outstretched, waiting for you. When you stay close to him, a healing opportunity is opened for everyone involved.